$670,000 are available for lead hazard identification and control in South Bend, Fort Wayne, Evansville, and Indianapolis. The grant is intended to primarily help reduce exposure to lead paint, cited as the most common way children ingest lead. Elevated blood lead levels in young children can lead to developmental and behavioral issues, but the effects of lead can be reversed if exposure is identified early. South Bend officials estimate more than 80% of homes within city limits were built before 1978, the year lead paint was banned in the U.S. However, lead can still be present in homes, in paint, windows, and even soil. Direct applications through the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority to determine program eligibility are available. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barb Anguiano.